What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love.
Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, June 20th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamminini.
And I am Broadway star's James Marino.
Hey, James, we're recording this on Sunday, so happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. I'm excited for Father's Day. I think I get to cut the lawn.
Oh, congratulations. Well, listeners, if you like James or your father or any father for that matter, do him a favor and follow Broadway Radio on Facebook and Twitter and give us a rating and review on iTunes. It'll mean the world to him, I promise.
Absolutely. So let's get moving along. Philippa Sue is to lead, I read here, Annie. That's Emile on Broadway next year.
I believe it's Amelie. I had to do a couple looks because I'm not a French expert. But James, a couple of weeks ago, after it was confirmed that she would be leaving Hamilton, we discussed what might be next for Tony nominee Philippa Sue, the title role that she originated off Broadway in Natasha Peer in The Great Comet of 1812, has long been filled by Renee Denton, and with her fiance Stephen Pasquale filming a new TV show for CBS in LA this fall, we speculated that Philippa might follow Sue and start popping up on more screens and stages in the near future. Well, fortunately, if that is going to happen, it looks like it's going to be a while, because on Friday it was announced that Sue will be returning to the role of Amelie in the eponymous Broadway-bound musical beginning in December. If you remember, Samantha Barks, a West End star most known for playing Eponine in the 25th anniversary concert and film adaptations of Les Miserables, played the role at a Berkeley rep run last fall, but it was actually Sue who initially led the workshop productions before that. Amelie will play the Amundsen Center in Los Angeles from December 4th, 2016 through January 15th of 2017, and, according to a press release, already has a confirmed Broadway theater for sometime next year, which will be announced along with casting at a later date. Based on the Academy Award-nominated French film of the same name, Amelie features a book by Craig Lucas, music and lyrics by Daniel Messi and Nathan Tyson, and is directed by Tony winner Pam McKinnon. The Berkeley rep production co-starred Randy Blair, Adam Chandler Barat, Paul Witte, and Savvy Crawford. James, by the pronunciation I'm taking it, you didn't see the award-winning French film Amelie.
I did not, no.
It's one of those movies that I saw a long time ago, and it's one of those really whimsical, fun movies about Amelie is a very shy Parisian waitress who makes it her goal in life to, despite being very isolated and lonely in her personal life, to go out and make other people's lives better and happier. And she's got an incredible imagination. So there's a lot of apparently some fun stage tricks that they did in Berkeley. So I'm excited to see what happens with this show moving forward.
All right. So on the heels of that, we have another new musical that is opening its pre-Broadway tryout in Chicago, SpongeBob, Who Lives in the Pineapple Under the Sea.
But the very, very well performed there, James. Yes, last night, I can't believe I'm saying this, highly anticipated world premiere of the SpongeBob musical opened at Chicago's Oriental Theater, where it will play through July 10th before reportedly moving to Broadway in this coming season. With songs from a veritable smorgasbord of musical talent, including Sarah Bareilles, Cyndi Lauper, David Bowie, and many, many more, the show was co-conceived and directed by the great Tina Landau and stars Ethan Slater, Lily Cooper, Gavin Lee, Carlos Lopez, and Nick Blamire. We will have all the reviews for you on tomorrow's show, since we said we're recording this on Father's Day and we didn't want to do it too late, but we'll have all those reviews for you tomorrow. And apparently from the buzz early on, James, those reviews are probably going to be pretty good.
I'm looking forward to the reviews, and not only is it Father's Day, but the NBA Finals are tonight. So
that's most important to me, yes.
And so we will bring those reviews to you tomorrow and kind of give you an analysis of what we think the reviews mean for how this show plays out in its Broadway incarnation. So next up, we have Out of the Mouths of Babes. It opens at the Cherry Lane Theater.
Yes, a much less heralded opening last night happened. It was the world premiere comedy Out of the Mouths of Babes by Israel Horovitz. It officially opened at Off-Broadway's Cherry Lane Theater. It stars Francesca Chow Key, Cherry Lane Executive Director Angelina Fiordalisi, Tony winner Judith Ivey, and Tony nominee Estelle Parsons. In the play, four women arrive in Paris for the funeral of a 100-year-old man who loved each of them at times variously, at times simultaneously. For 24 hours, they share his apartment, delicious secrets, and a dead cat. The play is directed by Barnett Kalman and runs through July 17th. That's a pretty interesting collection of four actresses, so I think this one might be a lot of fun.
So Peter Felicia just reviewed Out of the Mouths of Babes at the Cherry Lane Theater for This Week on Broadway and gave it a rave and said that he thinks that it's going to be a play that shows up in many, many regional theaters. He loved not only the cast, but the underlying material as well. So if you want a deeper dive into that, check out This Week on Broadway.
Very cool. Good to know.
Eclipsed ends its historic run.
It did. Yesterday, the Broadway production of Danai Gurira's play Eclipsed concluded its Broadway run. The show, about a group of women held hostage during the Liberian Civil War, was nominated for 6 Tony Awards and marked the first time that an entire cast, director, and playwright of a Broadway show was comprised entirely of female artists. As we've discussed, the show has already announced it will make its West Coast debut at San Francisco's Curran Theater in 2017. So congratulations to everyone involved with Eclipse. It was a historic run and one that I know didn't seem like a perfect fit for Broadway because of the really stark subject matter, but it got rave reviews and I know a lot of people were moved by it. So congratulations to everybody involved.
All right. Dear Evan Hansen, tickets are now available.
They are easily one of the most buzzed about shows of the new season. Dear Evan Hansen will begin performances at the Belasco Theater on November 14th ahead of a December 4th opening. And as of yesterday, you can now get tickets. After winning a slew of off-Broadway awards this spring, the writing team of Benj Pasek, Justin Paul, and Steve Levinson, along with director Michael Greif, have said that they won't be making major changes to the show, but they want to make some adjustments so that it feels natural in its new, larger Broadway home. The show, led by Pitch Perfect and Book of Mormon star Ben Platt, will also feature Laura Dreyfus, Rachel Bay Jones, Jennifer Laura Thompson, Mike Faist, Will Roland, and Kristalyn Lloyd, all of whom will be returning from the off-Broadway run, as well as Emmy winner Michael Park, who returns to the show after originating the role of Larry Murphy in the show's Washington, D.C. tryout before opening the Broadway musical Tuck Everlasting. Tickets for Dear Evan Hansen are now on sale from $49 to $149 through July 2nd of 2017. So if this one's as big of a hit as people think, you might want to start to get your tickets now.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's going to be a popular show next season, and we're telling you now about it, so get your tickets now, jump in your airship, and get to New York to see Dear Evan Hansen. Next up, Broadway for Orlando, the single is now available.
Yeah, we also wanted to remind you that the Broadway for Orlando single of Burt Bacharach and Hal David's What the World Needs Now is available today. The song, produced by Broadway Records' Van Dean, the mayor of Broadway, Seth Rudetsky, and his husband, producer James Wesley, was first heard on Sirius XM over the weekend, where Rudetsky is a host, and is now available for purchase on BroadwayRecords.com. And if it is not already, will soon be available on iTunes as well. The single will cost $1.99, and 100% of the proceeds from the sale of the song will benefit the LGBT Center of Central Florida in the wake of the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub last weekend. As we mentioned last week, the number of stars on this recording is mind-bogglingly inconceivable. I think off the top of my head, I counted 1,375 Broadway credits, 275 Tonys, 86 Emmys, 58 Grammys, a couple Oscars, a Miss America, and a Pulitzer. Full disclosure, I made most of those numbers up. And of course, friend of the show, Robbie Rizel, designed the single's artwork. So if you've got a couple bucks to spend on a good cause, check out the Broadway for Orlando single, either on BroadwayRecords.com or on iTunes at some time in the next day or so.
Yeah, if you can, try to go to BroadwayRecords.com versus iTunes so that more of the money will make its way to these the beneficiaries in Orlando.
I hadn't thought about that. Good point.
Yeah, and also it's a good way to show direct support for Broadway Records, who brings us many amazing cast recordings, and Robbie Brazel, who is an awesome person, designer, supporter of Broadway, and friend of ours. Yeah. So go to BroadwayRecords.com and check it out.
Yeah, good point, James.
All right, Matt, why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Some Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Jen and I have our Tony recap. Should be out now, actually, so go ahead and listen to that, too.
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. My name is James Marino from What's Playing on Broadway and Broadway Radio. So thanks for visiting with us on Monday morning, and we will talk to you on Tuesday. What the world?